My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
ESPN's Dan Orlovsky, one of the top football analysts in America, and there are very few people I'd rather talk to about quarterback play than Dan, who does such a great job on ESPN on television. Dan, thank you very much for the time. You're back on the air in D.C. with us here on Grant and Danny. How are you?
It's great to be with you guys. I appreciate the kind words. I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys?
We're all right, good. Man. Yeah.
It's football time. It's fall. The weather's getting cooler. All the things we like. I wanted to start. I'm sure by now you've dove in pretty deep on the film from week one. What did you make of Jaden Daniels' performance in his maiden voyage?
Yeah, there were some really good things to come out. I would say the athleticism, the legs, to go and making some plays with his legs, a really big deal. I thought that there were a couple times when Tampa came at him with some pressures that he didn't panic. He had some hots, meaning, you know, pressure with an unblocked guy, and he got the ball out of his hands. I liked that. There was a couple moments that no one got open for him, and he didn't force the ball. And I think his athleticism and the legs and his confidence in that really helped in those situations. A couple nice checkdowns, again, of not forcing the football down the field were good. So I do think that there's good positives of operation, handling no huddle I liked. I do think overall there were moments where I said he's not totally sure what he's seeing. He's not totally convicted or confident in what he's looking at. And he didn't let the ball go in some situations that I would have said I would have preferred some aggression in that moment and some convicted throws in that moment. So I think, you know, for a week one start against a really difficult defense, just presentation and picture-wise, there's positives, and then there's a lot of potential learning and growth coming off of it.
So, Dan, how many of those moments, I guess we can call them negative, right, or learning experience, teachable moments, whatever we'll call it, how much of that to you is rookie first real NFL game with the bright lights on and things are moving, you know, like time-lapse super speed style, that'll be better as we go, and how much is a... You know, I'm not really sure about this. I'd love to know your distinction.
Yeah, I think there's probably three categories. It's certainly, you know, looking at a defense going, I don't have the full picture. Or what I thought the picture was changed on me. So, you know, there's a lack of conviction when you're looking at. And I think there's the second thing of, you know, not a ton of clarity maybe of schematically what they're doing. You know, there's a ball down that he didn't end up throwing. He scrambled. It's in the third quarter, and it's about 14:15 on the clock, and they get into a 2x2 set, and they go play action tight end wing, and they've got a slot receiver running down basically from the left hash all the way streaking across to the front pylon. And Tampa Bay plays a defender underneath that slot guy and then a safety way to the left side of the field over the top. And I would sit there and go, okay, well, what are they teaching that slot receiver in Washington? Does he have the chance to cross the field completely? Does he have to keep it more vertical to hold the... So I think that's part of it. And then also, and this isn't me trying to take a knock and shot at anybody, it's not like they have the most dynamic weapons on the perimeter outside of Terry. You know, so there's a little bit of, do you have a ton of confidence in that receiver going to outrun that defensive back for the ball? I think there's probably three categories that some of that hesitation can fall into.
Dan Orlovsky with us on G&D. You can see why we wanted to get him on to talk about Jaden Daniels' debut. We'll go around the NFL with him in a moment. I don't think I've had the opportunity to ask you this, Dan, because last time we had you on was just before they hired Cliff Kingsbury. I mean, you obviously studied his offense quite a bit when he was in Arizona running the show there. It'll be different now that he's not a head coach. But what do you make of Kingsbury as a play caller and designer just generally? You know, it's only been a game, but we're still getting used to it. Some of the things that worried me happened in the first week. And I don't know if you can kind of maybe, I don't know, pour cold water on the idea that things change week to week, but I didn't want to see McLaurin in the same spot all the time. He was at an over an 85% clip. I thought he'd use more motion. He still didn't do that. He's been bottom of the league three straight years in that. Is that sustainable? Can that still work in 2024?
I do not believe so. And obviously, I think Cliff's a very smart football coach. He's had a ton of success offensively. In my belief, in the NFL in 2024, and I've felt this way for about 3 or 4 years now, if you don't, one, utilize motion in two different ways, one for information and two for impact, if you don't diversify how you displace defenders, meaning motions, play actions, forcing defenders to move laterally, then I think you're doing an offensive disservice and you're relying far too much on execution rather than advantage. I feel that way about a lot of different offenses, and some of those offensive coordinators are my friends, guys that I know and have a ton of respect for. I just don't – I think in today's NFL, with the philosophy of most defenses, not all, but most defenses, which is going to be, and it's been trending this way for 2 or 3 years, we're going to put a cap on the defense. We're going to build an umbrella. We're going to force you to be really efficient throwing the football. We're not going to give up explosive plays down the field. And we're going to make you drive the length of the field. I think that's really hard to do unless you're doing some of the stuff that I described offensively. I think it's really hard to run the football from the shotgun and or pistol consistently. There might be a team or two that's capable of doing it. You better be phenomenal at making the picture look the same offensively when it's married to a play-action game. I don't believe Washington is fit. So I don't think he's going to change, no, and that's always been my hesitation when I knew Jaden was going to be a Commander.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dan Orlovsky with us here on G&D. Dan, I feel the same, but you obviously have a billion times level of sophistication that I just simply can't get to. I just know that I see the good offenses do it, right? I mean, that's kind of where my simple little brain goes.
Sure.
So my question to you is just devil's advocate. What would a proponent of doing it this way say to you? Like, what would the counter argument be to what you just said if you could make it?
Cliff style? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, like, in other words, what would he tell you if he was listening in?
Yeah, I think there's a negative to doing it, or a potential negative to doing it. Okay, so number one, you have to have the skill guys that can handle all the verbiage of that motion and movement, the formations and the changes that get attached to it. Number two, you have to have a quarterback that can manage and control all of it. And then number three, you have to have offensive linemen that can handle some of the rules that might change if you are using those motions. Okay, so you got to have everybody, because as an offense, if I line my quarterback under center and I present a bunch to the right and cut foot.
I'm going to throw Dan on hold, Ryan. You see if you can just work out the phone with him really quick, because this is too good to miss out on. Dan Orlovsky of ESPN is with us here on Grant and Danny, joining us on The Fan. You can hear he's got strong takes on the Kingsbury offense. So, Dan, I'll tag you back in here. That was too good, so I wanted to make sure we could hear you. So you can keep going.
Yeah, everybody's got to have rules that they're able to adjust with on the fly. Like, if I line up with a bunch to my right and just a single receiver, Terry McLaurin, to my left, and he's reduced split to the tackle, and I want to go a play-action fake to the left, and then set Jaden Daniels up in the B-gap on the right, well, I might line up in that bunch and then motion the receiver, and as I motion the receiver and he passes Jaden, I'm going to snap the football. Well, as I do that, the defense might adjust. And my offensive line might look at that picture and say, well, these are the six guys that, or five guys that we have to block. And then all of a sudden, that motion happens, and one of those five guys changes, and then all of a sudden, a blitzer comes off the right edge, and our offensive line doesn't adjust to that guy being their responsibility, and it's a sack fumble. And so unless you have the guys that can handle that can teach that, that know the problems with all of that, it's silly, certainly, for you then to teach and install to your offense. So Aaron Rodgers doesn't like and use a ton of motion. So there's definitely a ton of advantages to it. But if you don't have the right people to teach it and then really to know what the problems of it are, you are setting yourself up for failure. Where in Cliff's offense, he could sit there and go, well, yeah, there's a simplicity to this, and we've got the guys to do it, and it allows our team to play fast, and we don't think as much necessarily as some of those other offenses are. There is that potential positive attached to that for sure.
Dan Orlovsky with us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. You mentioned that it's harder right now to make some of those chunk passing plays, and the proof was there in week one. 24 quarterbacks threw 20 or more times with one touchdown or fewer. We have not seen that since the merger. 17 quarterbacks, 20 throws, sub 200 yards. Haven't seen it since the merger in a week one. 27 fewer passing touchdowns this past week than in week one 3 years ago. Why is that? I mean, how would you make that make sense for me?
Hopefully you guys got a lot of time baked into this segment. Okay, so, there's a lot of reasons. It's not a singular one. So I do think it's a little bit attached to guys not playing a ton in the preseason. Absolutely. I think defensively it goes back to some of that structural stuff that I was referencing before, where these teams are going to play in two high safeties. And so everyone understands, when a defense lines up in two high safeties consistently, it becomes math. And there's only so many different ways that you can change the math. The best way is you have to run them out of it. You have to force them to bring another human being down closer to the ball. And not only do you have to commit to running the football, you have to be effective in running the football. And over the course of a drive and then over the course of a game. Two, when teams play two high safeties, there's really only four areas of the field that you want to try and attack that are somewhat downfield. Two of the places are down the sidelines, 20 yards, and that turkey hole, that honey hole area. And then two of the places are basically behind your linebackers on the hashes, okay? The only way to throw the ball to behind the linebackers on the hashes is one of two ways. To high-low them, meaning put a receiver behind them and put a receiver in front of them. That takes time in the drop-back game. Or two, to play action past them and to displace them either vertically or horizontally. Teams aren't doing as much play action and as effectively, and so therefore these defenders are just dropping back to 10 yards. The pass rush is forcing the quarterbacks to throw the ball at 4 or 5 yards, and with three or four defenders with vision on the quarterback, they sprint to the ball, and it's a 4-yard completion.
For Washington's passing attack, Dan, what would your prescription be this week? Not only kind of not just for this week against the Giants, but sort of going forward for the best practice maybe to develop Jaden Daniels to get him to a ceiling.
Yeah, I mean, again, schematically, I'm a believer in a lot of the things that Cliff doesn't deploy. You know, I think this week, and this is probably a concern of mine, is I do think the Giants' defensive line is much better than it showed in week one. I think the Vikings have a phenomenal offensive line. Washington's is concerning. I do think that Jaden's athleticism can help, but, you know, just pass game-wise, if I were Cliff, I would sit here and say, what the fudge are we doing with Dexter Lawrence every play? Because Dexter Lawrence can literally ruin the football game from a defensive tackle perspective. I think then second is their defensive coordinator's philosophy is they're just going to play top down. They're going to try to show one coverage and disguise at the snap, and they're going to force Jaden to play with the cloudy thought process of what the coverage is. So I do think quick ball out to the perimeter, pass game, yards after the catch, have to be a part of it. You have to play action to the weak side of the field and try to layer the defense, so meaning guy vertical, guy intermediate, guy shallow into the boundary. That's the best way to attack this defense scheme-wise. And then moving forward, again, I think part of that is how does Sinnott develop? How does McCaffrey develop as pass catchers to really be threats? I think schematically I want to see some advancements in some of the stuff that they do. I don't know if Cliff is going to install that.
Dan, super insightful. It's why we wanted to track you down and get you on early this season. Thank you for hopping aboard with us. It's been great watching you guys get ready for week two. Enjoy the games ahead on Sunday.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you guys so much. You as well.
You got it. Check him out on ESPN's NFL coverage, NFL Live. He's all over the dial over at the Four Letter Network.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.